It takes a two-hour drive on a dirt road deep into the bush to reach the village of Kopa, right by the Gurara River. Kopa is the new home of a dozen Christian farmers who fled their villages and the Gwoza local government in Borno South near Chibok. They all sleep with their wives and children in a classroom and are hoping to grow maize and beans on land which belongs to the local evangelical church.
Father, we bless your name for the message journey upon our brothers. That is why we are here together with people from Borno, Gwoza.
Bai kariba tukuna sai lokacin nan har nayi wata daya ba kwana daya asibiti na samu soki na dawo gida.
Under a tree, the farmers recount why they had to flee their homes. There are variations, but it seems that Boko Haram always operates the same way. Its combatants first strike a village once or twice, killing civilians in the process, before coming back weeks, sometimes months later, in pickup trucks and motorbikes for the final onslaught. Insurgents arrived in Ezekiel's village on the 5th of May at 4 p.m. They shot villagers, then started a looting spree and burned houses and churches. They spared the homes of Muslims, says the balding farmer.
Yaran da aka kama su sun dauki sun kama maman da yanta guda biyu to su uku ne.
Amos, 32, has six children. He says that when Boko Haram attacked his Limankara village little more than 2 weeks ago, the insurgents kidnapped a woman and her two children. He adds that he and other villagers called the army for support, but it didn't intervene. Asked whether they intend of going back to their native north in the future, all the displaced farmers said no. They also describe a climate of suspicion towards Muslim villagers in the north. Ayub Abassa lives in Abuja. He's been very active in terms of finding sites for evicted Christians. He often visits his hometown of Gwoza, where he had a house, but it was destroyed by Boko Haram.
The boy that killed the three people is my relation through my mother. He normally comes to my house and greets me. Suddenly, when he joined Boko Haram, he attacked my house twice. And when he came for the third time, he now had pie guns. After 2 minutes, he came back and saw three of my friends. One is my friend, a reverend child. Father was the one that baptized me. Now, I don't trust any of the Muslims I have in my relation, since some of my relations are in that sect. You never can tell who is who now.
The evangelical preacher does admit, however, that nowadays, Muslim civilians form the majority of Boko Haram victims. As coordinator of the Gwoza Christian Association, Ayub Abassa has written letters to the National Security Advisor, the presidency, and authorities in the state of Borno to seek help for the Christian internally displaced people from Gwoza. He hasn't received a single reply. Nicholas Champeau, Kopa, RFI.